The toll of the COVID-19 pandemic is on vivid display again tonight. New numbers paint a stark picture of the cost to the nation in human and economic terms. John Yang begins our coverage.
It's a death toll of epic proportions. More than 100,000 Americans have now lost their lives to the coronavirus. Health officials fear that because of testing shortages and unreported cases, the actual number could be even higher. Newspapers from coast to coast marked the somber occasion by honoring the dead with tributes emblazoned across their front pages. President Trump acknowledged the toll in a tweet. "We have just reached a very sad milestone. I want to extend my heartfelt sympathy and love for everything that these great people stood for and represent." White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
The president recognized that landmark before we even hit it. The president, that was, after all, it was the impetus behind him lowering the flag to half staff. He did that for several days. But the president has said one death is too many. He takes this very seriously. He said before this is the hardest part of his presidency. It's something that no one wanted to see happen.
At least 44 of those deaths have been workers at meatpacking plants. The country's largest meatpacking union estimates that more than 3,000 of its workers have been infected by the virus. Meanwhile, COVID-19 continues to inflict a devastating economic toll as well. The number of people losing jobs since the pandemic began hit nearly 41 million, with today's report that another 2.1 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week. In Washington, the House tried to help, passing a bipartisan bill to make the terms of the Paycheck Protection Program more flexible and give small businesses more time to take advantage of federal loans. The measure now goes to the Senate. As companies slowly reopen their doors, some are looking to hire, but they're trying to do so smartly and safely. In Pasadena, California, an open-air job fair in a parking lot to maintain social distancing.
It's for safety, and I support everything about the safety and the health of everybody, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to keep everybody healthy and safe.
Farther north in California, the Solano Town Center Mall in Fairfield is back open for business. It's the first indoor mall to reopen in the San Francisco Bay Area, but foot traffic remains light.
I'm not really worried, as long as I keep my distance from anyone.
In Colorado, skiers can hit the slopes again at the Arapahoe Basin Ski Area in Summit County, but face masks are required and admittance is capped at 600 skiers a day.
It's great to get back out for sure. You know, I mean, it's just getting the legs back from noodles to muscle.
Overseas, COVID-19 cases continue to spike in India today, with more than 6,500 new infections reported. The country's two-month-old lockdown is scheduled to end on Sunday. Spain is in the midst of a 10-day mourning period for the more than 27,000 lives that country lost to the virus. And in Paris, healthcare workers and hundreds of their supporters protested outside a hospital to demand better work conditions.
We are afraid that ultimately public hospitals will collapse. Health is everyone's matter, for you and for us, and we need to preserve it. It is one of the pillars of our democracy.
That comes as the European Commission in Brussels pledged to be better prepared in the future. It announced plans to set up a permanent stockpile of essential drugs and medical equipment.
Never again do we want to see our healthcare workers having to choose which patient receives life-saving equipment.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.